Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. Thanks for all the love on Pinterest as well. And thanks for sending us your questions via Facebook, email, info@minddnd.com, and of course through the Ask a Question button on our podcast page at minddevelopmentanddesign.com. We're here to schoolhouse rock you with knowledge to empower you in your understanding of your website's form, function, visibility online, and tips for your social media presence as well. We're talking about foul play today. We've got penguins, we've got ducks, we've got other bad puns for you too, so let's get flying. I've tried to refrain from going overboard on the Google Penguin talk, but this rollout that started in October is still happening, and it's now the first week of December, so it bears revisiting here.
Man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light.
Many trusted experts in the search engine forums, like Barry Schwartz and Rand Fishkin, noticed that there were noticeable spikes in activity over Thanksgiving. And Google confirmed that Penguin is still in a quote-unquote rollout process. It's still a rollout in progress, in fact. John Mueller, who appears to be taking on Matt Cutts' role of communicating the updates, etc., to all of us SEO geeks, and basically kind of being the face of Google with all these updates, he's hinted that Google hopes Penguin will continue to update. And some people are surmising that Google is trying to make Penguin kind of a continuous rolling update. It's really interesting to think about. I don't know how they could quite make that happen. It seems like a mountain of work to make it a continuous rolling update. And Mueller didn't sound super confident about it when he was approaching that topic. But that doesn't mean that they can't try. The truth is that if Penguin becomes a continuous rolling update, that could actually be a good thing. Now, as it stands, if you're penalized by the Penguin update, you have to wait until the next update before you really reap the benefits of your fixes. So, for example, you could fix the problems today and have to wait 6 months until the next update to experience the results. And that's if the next update happens when you expect it to happen, when we've been kind of trained to expect it to happen. In the most recent case, though, you had to wait a year for the Penguin update. There were people who lost their shirt with that last Penguin update. And, you know, a year later, a lot of them are out of the business they were in, and they're into another business because they literally lost it all. Now, could it turn into a continuous rolling update? In the end, who knows, really? It is fodder for the search engine forums. Hell, they need to write about something. They need something to write about every day. And sometimes it's speculation. And sometimes it's hype. But some of that speculation is really good food for thought. And it's definitely worth thinking about the possibility that Google could be making this into a continuous rolling update. I actually am kind of in favor of it, because if you're doing things the way you need to do them, the way you should be doing them, it's not really going to hurt you in the end anyway. It'll definitely keep us all on our toes if we're, if we're already paying close attention to what we're doing and really working with best practices. We're going to especially do it if it's a rolling update. Now, at the end of the day, though, the main things to remember are: one, don't get lousy, worthless links from irrelevant sites. And two, keep an eye on your links in webmaster tools. The tools for you to keep your finger on the pulse of your links, it's all right there. Let's look at part one of that equation. It's very simple. Don't get lousy, worthless links from irrelevant sites. Now, where are your links coming from? Are they coming from sites that are relevant to your business? Are you trying to convince yourself they are when they are coming from some rather sketchy places? Are you even paying attention? To quote the old cliche, it ain't rocket science. Links coming into your site should be from sites that are relevant to what your site is all about. It's really that simple. Yet so many of you aren't really paying attention, or you're making concessions that you shouldn't make. And deep down, you know you shouldn't be making those concessions anyway. Sometimes we make those concessions because of time constraints. I really don't have time to mess with this, so I'm going to take a risk. Those risks can really cost you a lot in the long run. You really need to take that time. It's an investment. Links coming into your website should be from good, relevant directories, most of them local or at least localized, and websites where you have submitted guest blog post material. Good, relevant, high-quality content is key, even with linking. It's the most legit way to get links to your site anymore. It really is. And secondly, keep an eye on your webmaster tools. For crying out loud, it's free. It's free, and you can get a wealth of information from it. You can see where your links are coming from. It's so very important to do this, because there are link leeches who will show up in your webmaster tools. Check out your webmaster tools today and look at where your referrals are coming from. I bet half of you listening will see that you have referrals coming in from cmalt.com. That's cmalt.com. I saw that one a lot this year. In fact, I saw it over the course of at least 75% of the SEO evaluations I did. The scary thing is that anybody can link to your site. Anybody. There's even such a thing as negative SEO, where some unscrupulous competitors will buy a bunch of crappy links to your website for the sole purpose of putting you in penalty, or at least, you know, damaging your ranking in some way. Doesn't happen super often, but it does happen. I'm not trying to play the fear card here, but it is something to be aware of, especially because of what a penguin penalty can do to your website and therefore your livelihood. Again, keep an eye on your referral links. Make use of analytics and webmaster tools, because most of your answers are right there. Do these things and you won't have to get so stressed when you hear about those penguin updates. Now, when we come back, what's up with this DuckDuckGo?
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Would you like to try our new beef and cheese pot pie on a stick? Just $1.99 for a limited time only?
And we are back with the Mind Your Business podcast, talking about how online search is going to the birds, foul play, and other bad puns. this search engine DuckDuckGo is really making some waves and earning some legitimacy in SEO discussion. And I can't deny that with Mind being located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, DuckDuckGo being a Pennsylvania company located in the Philadelphia area, actually in Paoli, Pennsylvania, that definitely does pique my interest that much more, because they may not be local per se, but they're regional, they're localized. So it's worth looking at, especially with the waves that they're making. First of all, forget all the hype you've heard about DuckDuckGo posing a major threat and possibly overtaking Google. Not that it could never happen, but things like that certainly don't happen overnight, and they involve an evolutionary process. The big selling point or claim to fame, if you prefer, for DuckDuckGo is privacy. Your search behavior is not being tracked for marketing purposes, and you have true privacy in your search. This all sounds great, but when you get as old as me, you kind of roll your eyes at this stuff. Yeah, I get it. I've heard it all before. They have true privacy in their search, and hypothetically, people are going to flock to DuckDuckGo for this privacy. Then DuckDuckGo will sell out to someone who comes along and offers the right price point, and all that privacy will systematically be lost, because this will provide a new database of people and behaviors, mainly behaviors of people who are avoiding Google and the other search engines. Who wouldn't want that? Seriously. Am I off my rocker? I might be. You know, maybe I am. But only time will tell, and I hope I'm wrong. But I am skeptical, because we've seen it happen in so many different business arenas. The original concept gets lost once the blatant corporate mentality takes over. Now, back in June of 2013, Matt Cutts, Google's head of search spam, did a short post on Hacker News that read, and I quote, "In the past, I believe I've seen search ad links on DuckDuckGo that included my IP address in the URL. This is interesting to note because A, it comes from Matt Cutts, who is employed by Google, and B, when you really look at it, it's a rather non-committal barb. I believe I've seen search ad links that included my IP address." I know he has to be careful of his words in this position, so I give him a bit of a hall pass on that. However, it's interesting to note that even if he was called out on it and had to backpedal, damage is done. Doubt has been created, which no doubt is the point. In May of this year, DuckDuckGo announced their new version rollout, which included these 5 points. 1, smarter answers. 2, updated design to give a more quote-unquote refined look. 3, more images and videos. 4, auto-suggest search results. 5, local places. These are all indicators that they are definitely setting their sights high as far as being a major player. These indicators suggest that they're going after more intuitive search, just like Google is. The red flag that I see, and again, maybe I'm just being paranoid, but the red flag that I see is that if they're giving smarter answers and are quote-unquote auto-suggesting search results, those are indicators that our data is at least being tracked. Maybe not for marketing purposes, but it's being tracked. There is a database there to personalize our search, no doubt for a better user experience. But I go back to my earlier summation that if they were to eventually sell the company, you know, sell out to someone else who isn't so concerned with privacy, DuckDuckGo user data could be compromised. Again, maybe I'm just being paranoid here, but it's happened before. It's happened so many times in the corporate arena. I know we don't like to think of things like this, but Facebook's been doing it for years, and we've grown to accept it. That's why those ads that pop up in your sidebar are magically tailored to things that you like and products you're most likely to buy. It's magic. No, it's not. And let's not forget that in June, Apple very quietly added DuckDuckGo as a search option in the new version of Safari. This wasn't done just for the hell of it, people. DuckDuckGo is earning respect. However, I will leave you with this. The main problem that I see with DuckDuckGo is that despite the advantages of privacy, their search algorithm appears to weigh links way too heavily. This is dangerous, and it's where I will side with Google because the proof is in the pudding. People play games with links and use links to game the system and gain an unfair advantage, which is why Penguin even has to exist in the first place. Maybe DuckDuckGo has a better idea of how to determine the weight and quality of links. Only time will tell. In the meantime, keep calm and carry on. Don't knee-jerk about this. DuckDuckGo has a long way to go if they're going to eventually compete with Google. And quite frankly, I hope they do. I think Google could use some really good, healthy competition. Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and them good folks over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. You know, that's got to be one of the coolest company names ever. Seriously. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Spreaker, and a big shout out to our growing Pinterest followers. Thank you very much. We love you. We thank you. And we invite you to give us your questions. Hit us up on Facebook on our Ask a Question page or email info@minddnd.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.